I woke early in a soft bed that felt familiar and strange all at once. There was an ache in my chest, and the memory of a dream haunting me as the shadows curled and writhed beneath my skin. I fought to push them aside as I tried to remember the dream. I had been standing in the rain on a cliffside, and someone else had been with me. Someone who had made my heart beat a lot faster than the slow and steady rhythm it was maintaining now. My lips tingled with the memory of a touch I couldn't place, the taste of something so much sweeter than I deserved. The shadows writhed impatiently beneath my skin, and I rubbed a thumb over the Ares brand on my left forearm as it itched. I sat up and turned to take my atlas from the nightstand beside me, my fingers seeking out Lionel's number as the urge to see him grew in me until it was almost unbearable. I had only been away from him for 2 nights, but I could hardly think of anything aside from returning to him. How was I supposed to make it through the rest of the week before seeing him again? I pressed dial and held the atlas to my ear as it began to ring, my muscles tensing with each moment that passed and the need to be closer to him growing in me as I held my breath and waited for him to answer.
What is it, Roxanya?
Lionel's voice was rough with sleep, like I'd woken him, and as my gaze strayed to the dim light of the rising sun beyond the window, I realized I must have.
I missed you.
The words seemed to form of their own accord on my tongue, and my gut twisted uncomfortably for a moment before the power of the shadows within me swept through my limbs, causing pleasure to tumble down my spine instead.
Who is that, Daddy?
My other love.
His sigh of frustration made me bite into my lip nervously.
You'll have to learn to cope with the cravings, Roxanya. I don't have time to coddle you every time you ache for me.
I ache for you, Daddy. I ache to please you.
So do I.
Good. Then come and see me tonight.
My hopes lifted a fraction.
I have a meeting I want you to attend by my side. And then we are going to need to talk to the press.
Okay.
Oh, Daddy, let me lick you like an ice cream.
I gritted my teeth as I tried to ignore her.
Come straight from classes. I'll send you the details.
Some of the tension in my limbs relaxed. I will. My lip peeled back in anger. I threw my atlas across the room where it slammed into the wall before thumping down onto the carpet, and shadows poured from my skin to embrace me. My furious outburst turned into a groan of pleasure as the darkness writhed within me.